ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the price of the halachas of Abbas Koyin Shazinza that gets Reifa. And the daf starts off, Ainli Eloshanissus Lekoyin. This halacha that Abbas Koyin gets Reifa, maybe we're only talking about when she marries a Koyin. This is Lelevi, Leisrael, Levit Kechavim, Lechol, Lemamzel, Lenosim, Inayin. How do we know, even if she marries out of Kahuna, that she still gets Reifa? Tamalayim, Abbas is Koyin, Afapish, Enekehanes. We have a drasha that it doesn't matter who she marries, as long as she's married, the halacha is she did znus, she gets sreifa. Now Rashi points out that obviously we're talking about a case that has kedushin taifsim, because if kedushin is not chal, then you're not an arusa and you're not an asua. We already proved from the word of via, brought down at the beginning of the brayis and afnunam and beis, that we're talking about znus imzika sabal. We're talking about znus of someone that has some form of marriage. So if we're saying that she's married to a Levi Yisrael, Levi Kichav, L'chol, L'mamzel, L'nosin, and some of these are Chayvi Lavim, it's going to have to be, according to the Manda Omar, the Kedushin is Tafsi, it's Chal, it works by Chayvi Lavim, therefore there's a Zikas Baal, and therefore we can understand why it gets Reifa. However, Rashi did not address one of the cases of the Braisa. One of the cases is Ovid Kichavim. Now, by a guy, it's obvious that's not up for discussion. There's no Kedushin Tafsi, even if you hold Kedushin Tafsi, Mechayvi Lavim, but not by a guy. So how can we understand that this Sreifa, by this Nus of a Bas Koyin, which we're going according to Reb Shimon, who dashed from a Via, that you need to have as Nus Mzikas Habal, that has to be some form of marriage, how can we understand you have Sreifa by an Ovid Kechavim? If she's married to an Ovid Kechavim, that's not a marriage. And anyone that's boil her, it's not really doing his nus and zikas abal. How are we to understand this braisa that's marber from a basish koyin than a bas koyin that's married to an ovid kechavim and she's mizana that she gets reifa? Now, Reb Kiva Eger asked this question and he remains with the tzarich ian. He has no answer. However, we can find terutzim to this question. The Adruma, he switched the gears from the Gemara. Instead of being gairus ovid kechavim, he was gairus kusi. Now, Rashi seems to have been Geirus Ovid Kechavim, so I don't know if it would help for Rashi, but at least some Rishonim have a Geirus of Kusi, and Kusi we know is a Machlekes Tanayim throughout Shas, if it's Kusi, is Geri Emes or Geri Arayas. So if we'll say that this Braisa is understanding that Kusi is a Geri Emes, so it'll be a very simple understanding of the Braisa. If a Bas Kayin marries a Kusi, and Kedushin is Tafsi, because he's Jewish, it was a good Geirus, then you would think you would have a Havamina, you don't have Sreifa, Tamil Lemur Basish Kayan, Afabishana Kihanes, that he's included, just like if you marry a Mamzer, and then she's Novella, she gets Sreifa, so too if she marries a Kusi. That would be one answer to this question. Another answer would be in the Rishash. The Rishash says that we're talking about the Zayin Amamin after Geras. So even though the Bryce says Ovid Kechavim, and we're talking about after Geras, so technically you're not Ovid Kechavim, but the Rishash holds that you could include in the words of Ovid Kechavim at least the Zayin Amamin. We have a special halacha of Leitzeschatim, but we're not supposed to marry the Zayin Amamin, but they would be Kedushin Tafsi after Geras. Now they're at least Jewish, so you have a Kedushin. Kedushin Tafsi, you would be able to be included in the Riboy of Basish Kayin, that if someone marries one of the Zayin Amamin, you might have an Isser of Leitzeschatim Bam, but that would be on the level of Chavi Lav, which are Kedushin Tafsi. So that would be a case of marrying a Ovid Kechavim, and the marriage would be Chal, because we're talking about after Geras. And there's a third answer, and that's in the Sefer Zera Avram, Simen Chavdalit Oizhei, and he has a letter there from Rav Menachem Zembo. The issue that Rav Nachum Zemba is dealing with is what constitutes marriage in regards to the halacha that a ben noyach is mitzvah on arayas. We know there's zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. One of them is arayas. That means a ben noyach is not allowed to live with an eishes ish. What exactly does it mean an eishes ish in regards to ben noyach? So the simple understanding is you have two b'nei noyach, now ish and isha, and they live together. However, the Menachem Zemba brings down from the Shfus Yaakov that it doesn't have to be two b'nei noyach living together. So to a Yisrael, a regular yid that lives with a nachris, also would be considered enough ishus in regards to a ben noyach. And if a ben noyach would live with a lady who's technically married, halachically there's no validity to such a marriage from a Yisrael to a nachris, but if they're living together, then a ben noyach that would be boiled at nachris would be over on the din arayis of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So Rav Nachum Zemba wants to take this one step further. If you're telling me that Yisrael that marries a Nochris is considered enough Ishus in regards to B'nei Noach, so too, if an Akum, if a Zohar, a Goy Zohar would marry a Yisraelis, it would also be considered enough marriage, enough of a Sikas Abal, that if another B'nei Noach would live with this lady, he would be Chayiv and be over on the Isser of arayis of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. You see in the Gemara Sanhedrin Afnan Aleph that the Gemara is able to understand that this is a kiyum of the drasha. We just had a drasha, they need znus im zika sabal. And now we have a braisa saying that living with a ovid kechavim is called as znus im zika sabal. If you're considering living with an ovid kechavim as znus im zika sabal, obviously there is some form of marriage going on. Now we know throughout Shas that living with an ovid kechavim has no halachic validity. So Menachem Zemba says, all it means is you have enough halachic validity in regards to a ben noyach. Since you're considered a zikas abal in regards to a ben noyach, that if a ben noyach lives with her, he's being over on the zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach, so there is some form of zikas abal, there's some form of connection. This is not just living together, this is a marriage to the degree that it's called an eishes ish. In regards to a ben noyach, that would be the understanding of this price. So this price is really a raya to his tremendous yisoid, that a goy living with a Yisraelis is considered enough marriage, enough zika sabal, to be mechayev ben noyach, who's being over on the zayim mitzvah ben noyach. Now, I just want to be meisiv, an obvious point. The only reason that the Rav Menachem Zemba has a license to say this is because nowhere does it say that you have to have a marriage. The entire Lashon HaGemara is, mala halon znus im zika sabal, afkan znus im zika sabal. All we need is a connection to a Baal. Nowhere throughout the sugya do you see that you need a Nisuin or an Erisin. You just need Zikas HaBaal. So then he's able to say his Chiddush that being living together with the Ovid Kechavim, even though Kedush is not Tavsi and the Nisuin is not Tavsi, and there's no marriage here, but you were Mekayim the words of the Gemara. All you need is Nus im Zikas HaBaal, and that much you have. The Gemara continues, and it's dealing with the Havamin or the Braisa, that if you Mechal Shabbos, you get Sreifa. So the Gemara asks, why would you get Sreifa by a Bas Koyin that's Mechal Shabbos more than a Yisrael? The Gemara says, Hoyo va'achmer behu rachmona b'kehani, the Rabbi b'u mitzvahs yiser is tithim Sreifa. Since you find a lot of unique mitzvahs special to Kehanim, therefore, this will be one of them, that a Bas Koyin that's Mechal Shabbos gets Sreifa. Then the Gemara asks, Maishna minedi day? Why would we differentiate between him and her? Why is there a difference between a Ben Kohen and a Bas Kohen? If we're referring to Chil Shabbos, there's no reason why this halach should be only by a Bas Kohen. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah asks an obvious question. Why are we more concerned with this question of why we're differentiating between a Zachar and a Keva? Why are we more concerned about this now that we're referring to Shabbos more than the entire time? And if we're talking about Znus, you have the same kasha. Torah is talking about Znus. Why are we differentiating between a Bas Kohen and a Ben Kohen? Either way, a Zachar and a Keva should get Sreifa. Why only by a Bas Kohen do you get Sreifa? Why when we entertain the Tzad that we're referring to Chil Shabbos, then all of a sudden we're bothered, why is a Zachar and a Keva different? Rabbeinu Yonah answers that the Gemara held its obvious difference between a Zachar and a Keva when it comes to the issue of Znus. Because the halacha is that if an isha is mezana, a married lady is mezana, she's usher on her baal. So it comes out that with her znus, she's producing a pagam, she's producing a tremendous detrimental aspect
with her bia. Since she's producing such a pagam, therefore it's very understandable that she's going to get sreifa. Masha Enkin, a zacher, a kohen that's a zacher, that he does nus, he's not really ruining anything with his nus, therefore he doesn't get sreifa. That's all in regards to his nus, but when it comes to the shail of Shabbos, there's no reason to differentiate between a zacher and a keva. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's mahalach to explain the Gemara. Now we brought down Shir on the Afnun, the Magen Avraham and Simi Kuf Chav Ches. He argued on the Ramah that understood that according to the Mordechai, the halacha would be that if an Isha goes off the Derech, that would be a reason to be Mechal the father. The Mitzvah understands the Pasuk of Esavihi Mechaleles is not only by Znos, it's even by going off the Derech. The Magen Avraham argued on that Ramah, and he said, no, we're only referring to Znos. And he said, because only by Znos it makes sense to differentiate between a Zachar and a Keva. And if the Pasuk was referring to even cases when she went off the Derech, when she was Hemira Das, and even over there you'll have a halacha of Esaviyah Himis Chalalas, there should be no reason to differentiate between a Zachar and a Keva. And he explains the difference between a Zachar and a Keva, that in regards to Znos, the father could watch his daughter and make sure that she's not Mezana. That is in the yad of a father. A father could keep an eye on his daughter, make sure she's not running around and being mezana. Therefore, he says, only in regards to znus, we understand the difference between a zachar and a keva, not in regards to hemira das. So according to the Magen Avraham, it would be very simple to answer the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha. When we bring up the tzad that we're referring to Shabbos, then we have a kasha. What's the difference between him and her? But in regards to znus, we have a simple answer, and that is that by Znus, the father could watch the daughter from being Mizana, but that does not apply to a son. Now, it's actually a big kasha on the Prima Gadim, because the Prima Gadim answered the Magen Avraham's taina, that what's the difference between a Zachar and a Nekeva in regards to Amira Das? Prima Gadim said that a Nekeva has the same tenuous, the same Teva, the same nature as her father, and therefore she's Mechal her father more than a son. That's for us should apply to Shabbos also. If the Prima Gadim is saying there's a difference between a Zachar and a Keva by going off the Derech, that's for us should apply to Shabbos also. So what's the thing more is Kasha, that what's the difference between him and her? In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah and Magen Avraham are saying specific Sfaras to Znus that don't apply on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if the Brice understood we're referring to Shabbos, how did the Brice and the Havamin understand the difference between a Zachar and a Keva? But according to the Prima Gadim, that's explaining the Mordechai and the Ramah, that even by Hemira Das, there's a difference between him and her. So what's the Gemara's kasha by Shabbos? Why all of a sudden when it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara gets all bothered? What's the difference between him and her? L'chairo, we have a svar to be mechalik, because a girl has a teva of her father. Now maybe you could be madche to answer for the Prima Gadim, that he'll tell you that this braisa is going at a point before we had the pasuk of Esaviyah Himis Chalalas. The Brayz said, "Ubas ishkain ki seichel." Maybe it's referring to Chil Shabbos. On that step, the Gemara asks, "How would you differentiate between the Zachar and the Keva?" The entire Prima Gadim is all based on the end of the pasuk, the Esaviyah Himis Chalalas, and he explains that to mean that a daughter has the same tendencies and the same teva as her father. Therefore, her averus cause a chil in the father. But that's all after we got to the end of the pasuk, and this brayz is before the end of the pasuk. So the Gemara over here is asking in the Havamina that we're referring to Shabbos before we got to the end of the pasuk that the issue of sreifa is based on chil of the father. How at that point would you differentiate between the Zachar and the Keva? So over there, you still don't have the Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim Svar, and therefore it wouldn't be a kash on the Prima Gadim. Now we'll continue on with the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara answers that in this Havamin of the Gemara, that we're dealing with Chil Shabbos, the difference between a Zachar and a Keva would be, Ihu d'shtari le Shabbos legabe avoido, he kivin d'lo d'shtari Shabbos legabo, ema tidein b'sreifa kamash malon. Gemara says there's a fundamental difference between a Zachar and a Keva. By a Zachar, we do find the Lipa'amim at times that a Zachar would be Teicha Shabbos. Since when a Zachar is doing Avodah, he's Teicha Shabbos, therefore, when he's Mechal Shabbos, it would make sense not to give him Sreifa. Masha Enkein, a Isha, who is never Teicha Shabbos, so by her we're going to be more Machmer on Shabbos, and she'll get Sreifa. Now, all the Achrayim ask the obvious question. We know that a zor is a lot of shecht. The whole halacha that avodah is only with a kohen is only on the avodah after shechita. Kabbalah, halacha, and zrika have to be done dafka by a kohen. But shechita can be done also by a zor. And hu adin a tamei, and hu adin a isha. That means a isha is a lot of shecht. And a carbon seber could be done on Shabbos. That means that Isha also could be Mechal Shabbos. Why are we saying that only by a Zohar we understand that you don't have Sreifa because Nitin Shabbos lit Chayso, you could knock off Shabbos. By Isha also you can knock off Shabbos. If an Isha Shechs a carbon tzibur on Shabbos, there's no Isser. If there's no Isser, so we have a case of an Isha knocking off Shabbos. So why are we saying that by an Isha it makes sense to have Sreifa more than an Ish? If by Isha also we find that you can knock off Shabbos. So many Achrayim want to prove from here, the Beis Alevi and Chelik Beis and Tess, the Rishash and Yevamos Aflam Gimel and Beis, they want to prove from here a tremendous Yisoid, that the entire halacha that Avodah is Deicha Shabbos by a carbon seber only applies if a kohen is doing the Avodah. That means even though we're allowing a zar to do shechita, that's only b'chayil, but on Shabbos only a kohen can do it, not a zar. And the Achronim bring another raya from Rashi and Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says, in Yevamos, Zor Shashimesh B'Shabbos Chayiv Shtayim. If a Yisrael does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Shtayim. One, because he's not allowed to do Avodah. And two, because he's doing it on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, B'mai, Ilem B'Shchita, Shchita B'Zor K'Sheira. If we're talking about Shchita, a Zor is allowed to do Shchita. Now what's the point of the Gemara's Kasha? Rashi says the point of Gemara's kasha is the ein kan mishum zaras. There's no problem of zaras if we're talking about shechita and a zaras allowed to do shechita. There's no problem of zaras. The Achronim Medayik, Rashi says no problem of zaras. It sounds like there is a problem of Shabbos. That means if we're talking about shechita, a zaras allowed to shecht, so we're losing that iser, but you still have the iser of Shabbos because even if a zaras allowed to shecht, he's not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Now, what's the Havana of this halacha? Why should we say that a Zor is allowed a Shecht, and a Shechit is a good Shechita, but still is not Doich Shabbos? So there are two Neschoyes that I found in the Achrenim. The Beis Alevi, when he says this halacha, he explains it as follows. He says, a Kohen has the Tzivui, the commandment, the Achrayis, to get the Avodah done. Now, Yisrael could do it, and maybe he gets a key in mitzvah when he does it, but he's not mitzuvah on the shechita. Only if you're mitzuvah on the shechita, then we say a deicha Shabbos. So only kehanim, that they have a mitzvah to do hakrovus, then we say it's deicha Shabbos. A Yisrael that's not mitzuvah, he has no achrayis, he has no responsibility to make sure the carbon seber is brought. That's a din on the kehanim. Therefore, when Yisrael does it, he's not going to be able to do it on Shabbos. However, the Beis Meir in Yevamos, he explains this idea that a Zor can't do Malacha on Shabbos, can't do an Avodah on Shabbos, with a different approach. He says, only something that you could finish off on Shabbos, then we say you're allowed to start it off on Shabbos. And since the Korban has a Zrika and Haktara, and the Haktara cannot be done by a Zor on Shabbos, because a Zor can't do Haktara at all. Only a Kohen can do Haktara. We said only Shechita could be done by a Zor. Therefore, Shabbos is not Nitin Litchos. Only a avodah, only a job that you could totally finish, then we say Yidaycha Shabbos. But anything you do, and he has other cases, like we'll soon speak out, any case that you can't finish the entire job, so even if theoretically in London you should be able to start it off on Shabbos, we say since you can't finish it off on Shabbos, therefore you're not allowed to start it off on Shabbos either. That means according to the Beis Alevi, the Svara was a local Svara on Shechita. Shechita by a Yisrael is not the same as a Shechita by a Kohen. Shechita by a Kohen has a Tzivoy, therefore it's Deich HaShabbos. Shechita by Yisrael does not have a Tzivoy, therefore it's not Deich HaShabbos. Mashenkin, according to the Beis Meir, there's no difference between the Shechita of a Kohen and the Shechita of Yisrael. Rather, there's halacha in being Deich HaShabbos that if you have a whole chain of events and you can't do the later event, then even though the first event should have enough power to be Deich HaShabbos, because Shechita by Karban Seber is Deich HaShabbos, still we say, since you can't go ahead and do the entire chain of events, because you can't do the Haktar on Shabbos, therefore even the Shechita is not Deich HaShabbos.
The Beis Meir continues on, and he says a tremendous nafka min la'alocha, based on his logic. He brings down the Mechaber, who says that when you have a meal on Shabbos, even though the halacha is you're allowed to do meal on Shabbos, but you have to minimize the tchiyah, you have to minimize the chil Shabbos. So try to only use one mayol instead of two. If you can have two mayols, you can have two people being mechal Shabbos. It's better to have one mayol, and you should do the entire mila, the mila, the priya, the entire thing, because then you're going to minimize the amount of people that are being mechal Shabbos. However, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says that we find by Avodah on Shabbos a very similar situation. We have halacha that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a carbon seber, but nowhere do we find that we have to minimize the amount of people involved. We don't say we should try to have one person doing the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Haktara. We don't find such a thing. Rather, we say, since the Torah is allowing an Avodah to be done for a carbon seber on Shabbos, therefore you could use as many Kehanim as you want. So just like you're allowed to use separate Kehanim for the Shechita and the Haktara, so too you're allowed to use two Mayalim. However, says the Beis Meir, according to the logic that we're proving from our sugya and Rashi Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that a Zor can't shecht on Shabbos. And the Beis Meir understands that the reason why a Zor can't shecht on Shabbos is because since he can't finish off the entire chain of events, because he can't do Akhtar on Shabbos, therefore we don't let him do Shechit on Shabbos. So too, even according to the Ramah, that you're allowed to use two Kehanim to do Avodah, and therefore you're allowed to use two Mayalim to do a Mila, but that would only be if the first Mayal is able to finish off the Mila on Shabbos. Let's say, for example, you have a Mayal that could do the Mila, but he can't do the second part of the Mila. He can't do the Priya. He doesn't know how to do it. If he can't do the Priya, so he doesn't have the power and the ability to be Mechal Shabbos with the Priya, he wouldn't be able to do the Mila. Even though the Ramah is allowing two Mayalim to do a Mila on Shabbos, that's only with the same guidelines as Avodah. That was his whole Makar. If by Avodah you could have two Kehanim doing it, so by Mila on Shabbos you could have two Mayalim doing it. But if we're saying that from Rashi and Yevamos and our Gemara you see that you can't do the Shechit if you can't do the Haktara, so too you won't be able to do the Mila if you can't do the Priya. And that's at a base Meir Paskins Lemaisa. The only time we say Tchia is if you can finish off the entire chain of events. But that's all based on his logic, that he's understanding that the lumdus of why the Shechita of Azor is not Mechal Shabbos is because you can't do Haktara. But if you understand like the Beis Halevi, that the reason why it's not Teicha Shabbos is because there's no Tzivoy, and there's no reason to make such a distinction between being able to finish off the whole chain of events or not being able to finish it off. Therefore, according to Beis Halevi, it's obvious that he would say that according to Ramah, that you could have two Mayalim doing the Mila, there's no difference if you're able to do the Priya or not. As long as you're able to do one part of the Mila, therefore you can be Mechal Shabbos. Just like by Avodah we say, if you could just do the Shechita, you'd be Mechal Shabbos. It happens to be that by Shechita, by Azor, we don't allow it because there's no Tzivay, but a Mayal that has a Tzivay to do the Bris Mila, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to be Mechal Shabbos, even if he can't do the Priya. Now, even though we're saying that most Achrenim hold that a Zor cannot do Avodah on Shabbos, it's important to point out the Chazon Ish argues, the Chazon Ish, in Yevamos, in Kuf Lamed Daled, Ois Tezayin, he says that, of course, if a Zor wants to do Shechit on Shabbos, he could. And both of these rais are not rais. Rashi in Yevamos that says that if we're talking about Shechita, therefore there shouldn't be any Isser Zoras, so all the Achrenim are Medayik, it doesn't say there's no Isser Shabbos. The Chazon Ish says it means there's no Isser Zoras, therefore there's no Isser Shabbos. Because of the second that you're telling me that he's allowed a Shecht, if he's allowed a Shecht, why should there be Chil Shabbos? Chil Shabbos is only if someone's doing something he's not allowed to do. If he's allowed to do it on Shabbos, so there's not going to be any Chil Shabbos. So Rashi's not a Diyuk. And our Gemara is also not a Diyuk. What was the Diyuk that Achrenim made in our Gemara? Why can't we say that an Isha also could be Mechal Shabbos? Because an Isha could do Avodah on Shabbos. Because she could do Shechita on Shabbos. Chazon Ish says, the Gemara is talking about Haktara. There's a Maila of an Ish over an Isha, because a Zachar could do Haktara on Shabbos, a Isha can only do Shechit on Shabbos. Therefore, since there's a Maila of a Zachar over a Nekeva, therefore we thought that only by a Nekeva we have Srefa, not by a Zachar, because a Zachar has the Maila that he could be Mechal Shabbos in more cases. Which is a big Deichik, because a Maisa, since an Isha could also be Mechal Shabbos, so she... the Shabbos is not so chomer by her, it's hard to understand that there's a Havamin that she'll have Sreifa, not a Zachar, because she's
not as Michal Shabbos as much as him. But maybe you could say similar to the Chazon Ish and just switch one point. The Gemara had just finished saying that the reason why if a Bas Kain is Michal Shabbos will say you get Tzreifa, even though for a regular person, a Bas Yisrael will be Michal Shabbos, she wouldn't get Tzreifa. The Gemara explained because a Kain is Ribo Lov Mitzvah Yisrael. There's a unique status to a Kain, a special mitzvah. So maybe this would also be a unique halacha that if a Kain is Michal Shabbos, he gets Tzreifa. The next line we ask, what's the difference between him and her? Maybe the Gemara is like this. The Gemara is saying, by a Zohar, that we find that his kahuna knocks off Shabbos, so it's unlikely for us to say that we're going to treat him more chomer because he's a Kain. And we're going to say that he should get Tzreifa because a Kain has special halachas. But the Kain special halachas are more kal in regards to Shabbos. If we find that his kahuna knocks off Shabbos, it's very hard for us to say that in regards to kahuna, we're going to be more machmer given Tzreifa. Only by an isha that we do not find that her kahuna knocks off Shabbos, then we'll say he gets Tzreifa. You can't ask a kasha, aye, but her shechita is doicha Shabbos. Her shechita is doicha Shabbos has nothing to do with her being a kohen. The only reason that an isha could shecht is because you don't need a kohen to shecht. So shechita being doicha Shabbos plays no role in the issue that we're trying to figure out, which is why should a isha get Tzreifa, not an ish? In regards to that question, we have to find that kahuna is kal in regards to Shabbos. And only by a zocher do we find that kahuna is kal in regards to Shabbos, because kahuna is deicha Shabbos, so we're not going to give him Tzreifa. By Isha, we do not find anywhere that her kahuna knocks off Shabbos, therefore we're going to give him Tzreifa. So I don't think the Chazon Ish means this, but you could say a dichoy from our Gemara, that would be no right from our Gemara that Shechita of Azor is not Deicha Shabbos. Maybe Shechita of Azor is Deicha Shabbos, but it wouldn't give us our proof that we're looking for. We're looking for a proof that a kahuna is kal in regards to Shabbos, and therefore there's no tzad of Tzreif, and that you do not have by an Isha. So let's just do a small recap here. We have the Beis Halevi, the Rishash, the Beis Meir, there's also Shar Melech like this. They all hold that Azor cannot do melacha, cannot do avodah on Shabbos. Even though Azor is allowed to shecht, but you cannot do shechita on Shabbos. They have a diak in Ahu Gemara, and they have a diak in Yevamos. We just said over that there's a machlokes Beis Meir, and the Beis Halevi had to understand why Azor cannot do it on Shabbos. Beis Halevi's understanding because he has no tzivoy, the Beis Meir's understanding because since he can't do akhtar on Shabbos, therefore he can't do shechita on Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish argues on all these achronim, and he holds that for sure a Zohar could do Shechita on Shabbos, and the Raya from Yevamos you could get out of, and the Raya from Ahu Gemara you also could get out of. The Gemara continues. It's continuing quoting the Braisa that we had earlier on the Afnunon Beis. We say, Yochel Afilu Pnuya. Maybe the Pasuk of Basish Kayin is talking about a Pnuya. The Gemara asks, how could we have a Havmina? We're talking about a Pnuya. It says the word Znus. As Nus, we know, is referring to an Eishes Ish. When there's a Zika Sabal, and she's Mazana, that's called as Nus. But a regular Pnuya, being Mazana, that's not called as Nus. The more answer is because Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, Pani Haba, Pnuya, Chalayla Shom Ish, is also Zaina. She does Rabbi Eliezer, is that even a Pnuya is called a Zaina. So it's before in this Gemara that without the Das Yachid of Rabbi Eliezer, then we would assume that the word Zaina does not refer to a Pnuya, it only refers to an Eishes Ish. So this is the Makar for Ramban and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, Pashat Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chav Tes, on the Pasuk Al Sechalel es Bitcha Lahaznoisa. Rashi says it's an Isser for a father who has a power to give over his daughter for Kedushin, and there's an Isser for him to give over his daughter for a bia shalei l'shem kedushin. That's what the pasuk means. Al techal es bitcha la'az naisa. And the Rambam also paskins like this Rashi that there's an isser on a father to give away his daughter shalei l'shem kedushin. The Ramban asks from many cases in Shas, and one of them is our Gemara, that we see the word zayna cannot refer to a pnuya. There's only a shita das yachid of Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin like that. That holds that a pnuya by a pnuya is called a zayna. We're of the opinion, it's the Stam of our Gemara, it's clear like that, that only a bia to a person that's mufka from Kedushin, so it would be negea if you were boiled to a guy, or nivela l'pasala, only a bia psula, also an Eishes Ish. Those type of beers make you a Zayin, but a beer of a Pnei is not called a Zayin. So how could Rashi say that the Pasuk of Al-Sachal is Bitchol as Naisas, referring to giving over your daughter, Shalei L'Shem Kedushin, that's a case of a Pnei of a Pnei. That's not called a Zayin. So the Re'im, it's Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, on the Sefer and Chumash, on that Pasuk in Kedushin, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Haftes, says a fundamental Yusayit in the Teich, in the explanation of the word Zayna. He says the word Zayna in and of itself means what we think it means. It means a Zayna, someone that's mafkir asma, she gives over herself for non-kedushin related beers. And he brings many psukim, and the most famous one is with the mice of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda saw Tamar standing at the entrance of the city, vayachsheveho lezayna. And he considered her, he thought that she was a Zayna. Now, do you think that the pasuk means that he thought that she did bi'os psulim to people that are goyim and to her chayvei krisis, to her brother? No, I mean she was a Zayna. She was a lady that was mafkir asma. So obviously the word Zayna could refer to any person that's mafkir asma. Only in reference to kahuna, there's a pasuk that a Zayna lo yikachu, there's an iser on a kohen to marry a Zayna. That Zayna, that's the discussion in the Gemara Yefamas and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. In relationship to a kohen, then we say that Zayna might have to be a bia to someone that's possible to you. And regular panei ba'apnuya would not make you a Zayna. And it brings a beautiful raya. He says, if you look closely in the Targum and Chumash, every time it says the word Zayna, not in relationship to a kohen, the Targum explains that it means afka, which is a lashon of hefkeris. However, any time it says the word zayna in reference to kahuna, over there the Targum says a lashon of mata, which is a lashon of taya, which means a mistake, which the best literal translation would be to go astray. A zayna in reference to kahuna means someone that goes astray. So, upon Abba Pnuya, we will not say that you were a Taya, that you went astray. You did an Aveira, but you're not enough to be called a Zayna that we need to have the Isser to Kahuna. For that, we need a Bia to someone that's possible. Either an Ashes Ish, or she was boiled to a guy. But a regular upon Abba Pnuya will not be enough of a Zayna that we need for Kain. But the word in and of itself, Zayna means someone that's Mafkir Atzma. Therefore, any time not in reference to Kahuna, it's going to mean include even upon Abba Pnuya. Therefore, Rashi and the Rambam are saying a very legal thing. When the Pasuk says, Al techal es bitcha las naisa, nothing to do with kuna, a father is not allowed to give over his daughter to his nose, there's no reason for us to say that that would not be including upon Abba Pnuya. Because the whole shaila upon Abba Pnuya is called a zayna or not is only in reference to kuna, but anything that's not a lashon of kahuna, then it's just an issue what the word means. The word in and of itself, there are many psukim that a zayin is someone that's mafkir atzma. That's the Re'im's teretz for Rashi to answer the Ramban's kasha from our sugya. Now the Gemara continues, still quoting the previously mentioned brisa that we had said, "Ein li elish nisus l'kayin, nisus l'levi l'yisrael, l'evit kechavim l'chol, l'nosin l'lamam z'binayin, tamaloyim arbas ish kayin." Gemara needs a riboy to include a bas ish kayin that married a mamzer, a chalal. They also have this halacha of sreifa. We need a riboy for that. The Gemara asks, why would you think she's not a bas kayin? Just because she married out of kahuna is not a reason not to be a kayin. The Gemara says that the havamina that you would not have sreifa is because the pasuk says ki seichel is nice. And the loshen seichel is the loshen of mischalelas, of becoming not a kayin and becoming a chalala. So you would think, Hani mili hecha dekemischa lahashta, the whole halacha of Sreifa only applies in a case where with this iznus, with this bia, she's becoming mischalalas. She's losing her din kahuna. Avalha kiven dekemischa lavakaima meikara. Over here, that she was already mischala. The halacha is, if you're nivala to a pasala, you lose your din kahuna. So you would have a mina, since she's already a chalala, like Karin and Bey, we cannot include her in the pasuk of Kiseicha Liznais because she's already a halala. The Teres Chaim that we've mentioned in the previous two shiurim, he points out this is a riot to the Targum in Chumash. The Targum we said in Chumash explains the pasuk as a via him as halalas, that it does not mean that you're getting sreif because you're mechalal your father, rather means the kedusha she gets from her father, she's mechalal. And that's the reason of the sreifa. Teres Chaim says, if the Gemara over here has a Havamina, that you don't get Sreifa if you're already a Chalala, that only makes sense if the Chil of the Pasuk, the thing that you're defiling and you're making Ice Kedusha and you're ruining the Kedusha, if it's referring to she herself, then it makes a lot of sense that we would say, since she's already Mishalalas, therefore by being Mechal herself again, maybe you wouldn't have the Pasuk of Kisei Chaliznais. But if the point of Esavi is Mihi Mishalalas, is that she's ruining her father, and she's mechal her father, why would you think that because she's mechal herself already, that would be a reason that you're like Karina Bey the Pasuk? So Raya to the Targum. Now, on one hand, the Teretz Chaim has a very fair point, that from the Gemara is a Havamina, that you would think that since she's already mischalelas, therefore, like Karina Bey Kisei Chaliznais, is definitely a Raya that the point of the Pasuk is dealing with her, but on the other hand, you could ask, so what's the Kamash Malan? Bishlamelite Rashi, that the end of the day, the point of Esaviyah Himischalalas is that you're ruining your father. So one could say, even if she's already a Chalala, we don't care because she still gets Sreifa because she's Mechal her father. But if you're telling me that the whole point of the Pasuk is that she's Mechal herself, say Nechanami, Teres Chaim's right. The Havamina is such a beautiful Havamina, we have to understand the Kamash Malan. Why are we saying that even though she's a Chalala, she's still going to have Sreifa? If the whole point of the Pasuk is that she's Mechal herself, and she's already a Chalala, so she's not really being Mechal herself. So I found in the Avodas David, from David Goldberg Shlita, from Cleveland, he wants to say that even Isha, a Bas Kayin, that's Mechal herself, and she lives with a Mamzer, she still has Ksas Kedusha. It's not clear exactly the practical ramification of this Miksas Kedusha, but she's still not totally Mechal herself. And now that she did a znus, that's a bigger level of chil, and Yimachal, even that small remnant of Kedusha that she still had after she was living with a mamzer, that lower level of Kedusha, that's being ruined with the znus. And that's what it means, as Aviyah Himischalel is according to the Targum, that the Kedusha that she gets from her father being totally eradicated now by doing this znus, and therefore she gets Sreifa. But ignoring the Teres Chaim for a second, you could say amazing chiddush, and I found in the Meshech Chachma and Chumash, the Gemara brings down, 2 lines later, a machlokes Tanakama, which is the Rabbanon, and Remeir, if Lamaisa, Aisha, that lived with a mamzer, will she get Sreifa if she subsequently does a znus? Remeir says, no, since she was already a Chalala, she won't get znus. The Rabbanon say, we don't care that you're already mischalalas. The Teres Chaim, the entire time is going, that it's not up for discussion. Everyone holds like the Targum, and he ignores Rashi, it's a Pella on Rashi, he has all his questions, and the entire sugya is going like the Targum, that Esaviyah Himischalalas means that she's Mechal herself. The Meshech Chachma wants to say, that's the Machlaikis Tanaim. This Machlaikis that we keep calling a Machlaikis Rashi and the Targum is nothing less than a Machlaikis Tanaim. Remeir that holds that an Isha that marries a Mamzer, any subsequent Bia, doesn't get Sreifa, that's because he holds that the Pasuk Esaviyah Himischalalas means she's Mechal herself. On that, he says, if you already married a mamzer and you're already a chalala, so you're not being mechala yourself, you won't get sreifa. However, the rabbanon that hold that even an isha that marries a mamzer and then subsequently she does nus, she gets sreifa. That's because they understand that savi himis chalalas means you mechala the father. So who cares if she's already a chalala? Lamaisa, right now she's being mechala her father, therefore she would get sreifa. So what the Teretz Chaim is being a raya from the Gemara's Havamina, and we were asking, it's a good point, but what's the masakana? The Meshech Chachma is saying that Shaka Vataya, that the Svara of being Mechal yourself, ruining Sreifa, is Tali in the Targum and Rashi, that would be a good explanation of the Machlekes, the Remeir, and the Chachamim. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael holds only an Arusa gets Sreifa, and an Asua does not get Sreifa. That means that he holds an Arusa who usually gets skila, is turning into sreifa by a bas kayin. So kipshutai, that would indicate that he holds like a shimon, that sreifa is more chomer than skila, and therefore we're upgrading her, since she's a bas kayin, and she's mechal her father, we're upgrading her to sreifa. That's how Rashi and Taisus throughout the sugya hold. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that sreifa is more chomer than skila, like Rabbi Shimon of Al-Mishnah. However, there are some achrenim that want to say that it's not mochach. The Rami Sada, the Netziv, on our sugya says like this. He says, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds Sreifa is less chamer. And it's Xeris HaKosev that a Bas Kayin gets a lower Einish. See, there's a Kosev. Ah, he asked. The Pasuk says it's a vihimis chalalas. And the Pasuk is kipshuta explaining why she's getting shreifa. So how could I say that as a downgrade and a special there's a kasuv that were more kal by a baskain if the Torah says the reason you're getting shreifa is because you're mechal your father? If the reason you're getting shreifa is because you're mechal your father, then obviously it's an upgrade. Why would the Torah give you a downgrade because you're mechal your father? So the Nasif says that you have to say that Rabbi Shmuel learned the pasuk different than all the other Tanaim. Rabbi Shmuel holds as Aviyah he mechalalas is not the explanation of Sreifa. Rather, it's two halakim to the pasuk. She gets Sreifa, there's a cause of belitam that were more makel by Abbas Kayan. And also, you should know, she's mechal her father, which we said has practical halakhas. We said for the Mordechai, Shem Rashi, that you're not Pesach Rishon anymore. So there's two separate parts to the pasuk. And as Avihim is Chalalas, is not the Siba, it's not the reason why she's getting Sreifa. The Mashiach Chachman Chumash also similarly wants to say that it's not Muchach that Rabbi Shmuel has to hold of the Das Yachid of Rabbi Shimon, that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. Really, Sreifa is more Kal than Skila. But the Torah is giving her Sreifa to prove to the world that she's getting it because of Znus. Because the Mashiach Chacham points out, Sreifa we only find in reference to Znus. So because as of Vihim is Chalal, it's not like the Miram Yisodar and Tziv, that it's not the Siba for Sreifa. It is the Siba for Sreifa. We asked if it's a Siba for Sreifa, why would you give her a downgrade? The answer is, because since she was Machal, her father, and she did such a horrible thing, we want to make such a statement that she did Znus, a public statement of the Chaymer Laveira. She would get Skila, and for all we know, she was Mechal Shabbos. We wanted to do something that would signify that she did as Nus. So because she's Mechal, her father, that's a reason why we give her Sreifa, which happens to be a downgrade. But in a way, there's something significant about Sreifa, that it's a Znus-related Misa. And since she was Mechal, her father, therefore we give her Dafka Sreifa. The Gemara continues with the drash of La'achiv V'loy La'achaysay. Pasuk says that kashazamim lasis la'achiv, that if two edim come and they're trying to give someone einish, they receive the einish they were trying to give to this person. But the pasuk says dafka la'achiv v'loy la'achaysay, which means when there's a difference between the zacher and the nekeva that they're being made on, they get the einish of the zacher, not the nekeva. And the only practical application is our sugya abas kai, and she receives sreifa, but the boil gets chenek. We had the drash in afnunim beis he v'loy boyalo. So we learn out from there that she gets Sreifa, but not her Boil. So when they're being made that a person was Mazana with a Baskai, and they're saying the man should receive Chenek and the Isha should receive Sreifa, Pasuk tells us, Kashdom lasid la'achiv le'la'chaysay, you get like the Zachar, not the Nekeva. Tosfos asks the obvious question. We already had the Gemara Nafnanu and Beis. He v'loy bayala, he v'loy zamel. Why do you need a new pasuk of la'achiv v'loy la'chaysay? Why do you need two pasukim telling us the same thing that the zayimim do not receive sreifa? Tosfos answers, if you would only have the pasuk of he and you wouldn't have la'achiv v'loy la'chaysay, then our dashin he v'loy bayala, the bayal gets chanek. But I would never dashin that the zayimim get chanek, because I would say you have a chiyuv to be mekayim the pasuk of kasha zom las la'achiv. Since you have to give the Edom what they tried to give, and they tried to give Sreifa, therefore you have to give them Sreifa. So the Pasuk says, he, you know, it's enough for us to use the Pasuk of he to tell us he v'loy bayala. Because we can't ask him he v'loy zaymeha, because we have a stira. We have a conflict. We have to be Mekayim, Kachazam, Las, La'achiv, to give them what they're trying to give, and they're trying to give Sreifa. Therefore, we can't ask him he v'loy zaymeha. That's why we need the Pasuk of La'achiv, v'loy la'chayzay, that we don't have to give them the Sreifa, mitzad the Pasuk of Kasha Zamam. I tell you, why can't you just say, la'achiv lo'y la'chaysay? Why do you need he to darshan v'lo'y zemeha? Taisus answers, if you just say, la'achiv lo'y la'chaysay, I would think that the din that you give the Edim chenek is only when they're being made on the Zachor and the Nekeva. So they come to Bezin to say that a person was mezana with a bas kayin, they're trying to give chenek and sreifa at the same time. Like there's a cause of la'achiv lo'y la'chaysay is that you get chenek and not sreifa. However, let's say they're only being made on the isha. For example, they didn't recognize the ish, or they didn't give hasra to the ish, so they're only being made on an isha. If they're only being made on an isha, if you would just have the pasuk of la'achiv lo'y la'chaysay, then I would say you get Sreifa. Because the whole pasuk of La'achiv Leila Chayzi is only when they're being made on two people, and there's two Einshim that we could deal with, that we say the Edom get the Einish of the Zachar, not the Nekeva. But we're only dealing with the Nekeva, I would think that the Edom should get Sreifa. That's why we need the Joshua of he, v'loi b'ayolah, he v'loi zayim mehal. That's Tosfos. Now this last line of Tosfos is a tremendous chiddush, and it's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos seems to say that if Edom come and they're only being made on Isha, the Isha is getting Sreifa, and they're getting Chenek. That's a pillow. Where's the Kasher Zaman? Till now, Kasher Zaman lasi la'achiv le'la chaysoi was very understandable. They're being made on two people. There's two forms of Zaman. There's two things they were trying to do. So the Torah says you give the Edom what they tried to give someone else. So then here we have an issue. Should we give what they tried to give to the Isha or the Ish? On that we say la'achiv le'la chaysoi, you give the Edom what they tried to give to the Ish. But they only tried to give Misa to an Isha. How are you mekayim Kasher Zaman by giving him Chenek? So the Me'iri brings down to Machlekes Rishonim. The Me'iri brings down the Yesh Eimrim. Then in this case, you would give them Sreifa. Since you're only trying to give an Einish to a lady, she gets Sreifa. Therefore, the Edom gets Sreifa. The whole halacha of La'achiv Leila Chaisa is only when you're being made on Ish also. But then the Me'iri later on brings down Yesh Eimrim like Tosfos. That from he we learn out that the Pasuk of Kasher Zaman Las La'achiv applies in all cases. And even if you're only being made in the Isha, you would only get Chenek. The Yad Ramav, here's Mesupik, he's not sure which way to go. The Ritvon, the beginning of Makis, brings down from Rashi, like the first sheet in the Me'iri, that you would get Sreifa. So we have a Machlekes Rishonim. If you're being made on a Isha, not an Ish, do you get Sreifa or Chenek? So now, let's focus on Tosfos. What's the Havana? How are we supposed to understand that someone's being made on an Isha, you're trying to give someone Sreifa, and you're giving the Edom Chenek? Where's the Kiyum of Kasher Zaman? So Yeruchim Fishel Perla, Sefer on the Rasag, Chelek Gimel Einish Samach Zayin wants to say a beautiful chiddush. He wants to say that you're not being mekayim Kasher Zaman. The pasuk of he v'loy zayim me'al tells us, according to Tosfos, that you don't have to be mekayim Kasher Zaman when you're only being made on Isha. If two Edom come and they say Isha bas kohen did znus, you can't give them sreifa. You give them chenek, and that is not mitzvah the parash of Kasher Zaman. There's no Zomam here. They were never trying to give anyone Chenek. Rather, it's Xerz HaKosov of Hevelo Zomel that she gets Chenek and not Sreifa and is not Kasher Zomam. And with this, he explains a tremendous Chiddush. The Bahag is Meina is a minion of mitzvahs. Besides the mitzvah of Kasher Zomam, there's also a mitzvah of giving Zomime Bas Koyin Chenek. So Pella, L'chayra, Zayme, Bas, Koyin, get Chenek, because that's a form of doing Kasher Zaman. That's the way you're Mekayim Kasher Zaman in this case. Usually Kasher Zaman is exactly what you gave. Over here that you have two Einshim on the line. On one hand, you're giving the Ish Chenek, on the other hand, you're giving the Isha Sreifa. The Pasuk of L'achiv L'chayzai, Kipshuta is just saying which one you get. You get L'achiv to be Mekayim Kasher Zaman. But it's not a new mitzvah. It's just a way of doing the Algemena mitzvah, the old mitzvah of Kasher Zaman. How are you Mekayim in this case? On that we say L'achiv L'chayzai, that you're Mekayim by giving him Chenek. But how did the Bahag know this Chiddush to say there's a new mitzvah of Zayim Abbas Kayin? The Ruchim Fishel says, with this Tosfos, it's beautiful. According to Tosfos, there's a case that you're not doing Kasher Zaman. The two Edom are trying to give Sreifa and only Sreifa, and they're getting Chenek. What is that? That's a new din. That's Xerus HaKosuf. That usually you get Kasher Zaman by Zayim Bas Kayin, and there's no ish involved. You do not get Kasher Zaman. What is this? It's a new din. It's a new din of he, v'loy, Zayim Meho, and that they don't receive the Einish they were trying to give. That's a separate mitzvah, the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Now, Lamaisa, most of the Meinei HaMitzvahs do not count Zayim Bas Kayin as a separate mitzvah. And it's a tremendous chiddush to say that you're not being Mekayim Kasher Zaman at all in this case. So the later Acharonim want to say Pshatim to understand where is the Kiyum Kasher Zaman in a case of Edom Zayman on a Bas Kayin and you only made on the Bas Kayin and you're still getting Chenek. Where and how are you Mekayim Kasher Zaman? Reb Shmuel and Makis, Eisman Beis, want to say a very simple thing. Rashi Nun and Beis said that every Bas Kayin is really a Bas Yisrael and more. So every Bas Kayin is really a Chiyuv Chenek. Because since a regular lady that's Mezana gets Chenek, so a Bas Kayin was upgraded from Chenek, and she's more, so she's getting Sreifa. But in reality, in their Eidus, that they're saying that she's Chayiv Sreifa, they're also saying she's Chayiv Chenek. They're saying she did a Maisa, that's Mechuyiv Chenek, because she's Didasnos, and she's also Bas Kayin, she's getting Sreifa. So even if you can't give her a Sreifa and you're giving her Chenek, that in and of itself is a kiyum of kashas amam, because they were trying to give her chenek and more. So they can't give her the more. They can't give her the sreifa because evil is amel, but they're getting chenek because that's what they were trying to give her. L'mayis, at the end of the day, Rav Shmuel is not happy with this pshat, because even though Rashi says that she's chayiv chenek, it doesn't mean on a real sense that she's chayiv chenek, because they're giving hasra for sreifa. And even though she would have been chayiv chenek, they never gave hasra for chenek. So when two edim are saying that she was mezana, they're not saying she's really mechuyiv chenek, because a regular practical isha that does znus will not end up getting chenek. And that happens to be a man da'omer that musra davar chomer is musra davar kal, but we don't pass it like that. So we always have to worry that there's no hasra for chenek. So it's hard to say on a practical level that every isha bas koyin that's mezana is mechuyiv sreifa and chenek. All Rashi meant to say is that the ma'isa that she did is something that has an ability to be mechuyev chenek. And the Torah is saying, instead of giving her chenek, you're giving her sreifa. But to say in a practical sense that she was really mechuyev chenek and sreifa is very hard to say. So another pshat in the Achronim, in the Sefer Pesach Shar, brings down from a Sefer Divrei Rav, Chelik Beisim and Ayin, from the Panovich Rav. Panovich Rav wants to say like this, that a ma'isa's nos is chayiv chenek. Just like a bas yisrael is chayiv chenek, so too a bas koyin is chayiv chenek. This that she gets sreifa, if you look in the pasuk, is because it's a vihi mechalalas. Since she's mechal her father, that's why she's getting sreifa. So on this nus that they're being made on, they're really trying to give her chenek. It happens to be that since she did nus, she's mechal her father, and that's the reason of the upgrade to sreifa. So the Torah is saying, kasha zomam lasis la'ochiv. We give the Eidim what they were trying to give. They were trying to give someone chenek. They were made that she did aznus, and when you do aznus, you get chenek. And now it happens to be that any time a bas kayin is mezana, she ends up causing a big chil Hashem and a big chil to her father, and that causes her upgrade to sreifa, but that is not related so much to the Eidus of the Eidim. The Eidim are saying a mais is nus, and a mais is nus gets chenek. It happens to be that if she did nus, then there's a chil, and that gives them sreifa, but that's not included in the Eidus of the Eidim. So we're learning out from Evil Eizer Meho that we look by Kasha Zomam into their Etzim Eidus, what they were trying to give Eidus on. And their Eidus that they were trying to do was that she did his nus, which is a chenek. And therefore, even if she ends up practically getting sreifa, we don't say that that's what they were trying to do. They were just trying to say she did his nus, and his nus gets chenek. It's very interesting, because according to Rav Shmuel and the Panovich Rav, when we say that they're getting Kasha Zomam, it's not because of what they're trying to do to him, it's what they're trying to do to her, which is obvious, because we're coming to explain Taisvis that they're only made on her. So we're coming out that there's a kima kachas amam in what they're trying to do to her. Rav Shmuel said, because she's really mechuyev chenek also. The part of Vicharov said, not that she's also mechuyev chenek, but that's the ikar chiyev that they're trying to do. Therefore, they're getting chenek. So according to that, they're not getting kachas amam lasis la'achiv. They're not getting kachas amam what they tried to do to the man involved here. Rather, they're getting kachas amam because they're included in what she had. If you look closely in the Lashon HaBrayis and Afnunam and Beis, the Lashon HaBrayis is like this. Zaymei Nesua Bas Kain, Bechlal Zaymei Nesua Bas Yisrael. Zaymei Arusa Bas Kain, Bechlal Zaymei Arusa Bas Yisrael. Which is a very interesting line. Because Kipshutai, usually a Zaymei Bas Yisrael, you get what she has. And by Zaymei Bas Kayin, you get what he has. So why would you say that Zaymei Bas Kayin are Bechlal Zaymei Bas Yisrael? But according to this, it's beautiful. Because according to this, they're really getting what she gets. Now they're getting Chanek, which is similar to what he gets, but it's not because of him. But right, even if he's not involved, the Edom are only being made on her, was saying to the Kim of Kasher Zamm with the Chanek. So it ends up that the Zaymei Bas Kayin are Bechlal Zaymei Bas Yisrael. However, for honesty's sake, we have to point out in the afternoon Aleph on base, the Lashon HaBrayis is that Zaymimeha Bechlal Misas Boyala, which would indicate you're getting the chenek that he gets. But anyway, you have to say that Taisus would say that Gemara is with, if there would be only one pasuk of La'achiv Leila Chaisa, if that would be the only pasuk, then we would understand that you're getting what he gets. But Taisus says that another Joshua of Hevelai Zaymimeha, that's coming to be Marba, that you get chenek even when he's not involved. So that would be the simplest answer to the difference in the Lashon Afnun Amud Beis and the Afnun Aleph Amud Beis. And Afnun Amud Beis, that we're going with the Joshua of Hevelai Zaymimeha, which according to Taisus is talking about a case, he only be made on her, then the chenek that they're getting, the Kasher Zomam that they're getting, is the same exact Kasher Zomam mammoth as every Bas Yisrael. Just like a Bas Yisrael, the Kasher Zavim is Chenek, so to a Bas Koyin, the Kasher Zavim is Chenek of her. The Gemara in Dafnun Aleph and Beis is going in a case you made on him and her. Over there, you're getting the Kasher Zavim that you were giving to the husband, to the man involved over here. That's why I use the Lashon of Zaymeh Bechlal Misas Boyala. Now we'll continue on with the end of the Amud. We have a Brisa that has a Havamina to be Mechalik between a Tamim and a Balmum. Maybe the entire Halacha of Sreifa by Bas Koyin is only by a Tamim. How do we know the Halacha applies to a Balmum? Also, we bring a Pasuk. Rashi explains, what's the Havamina that a Balmum would not get Sreifa? What's the case? Rashi explains that if the daughter of a Balmum was Mezana, then you would think that she should not get Sreifa. The entire Halacha of a Bas Koyin that's getting Sreif is all a Bas Koyin of a Koyin, a real Koyin, a Koyin that could do Avaida. But a Koyin that's a Balmum, his daughter would not have the Halacha of Sreifa. However, the Adrama and Rabbeinu Chananel and others, they say we're talking about the Isha alone. The Bas Koyin, if she is a Balmum and she does not have Kedushas Kahuna, so I would think she shouldn't get Sreifa. We're not talking about the father, we're talking about the girl. The girl that was Mezana, and you want to give her Sreifa? If she's a Balmum, we're not going to be able to give her Sreifa. That would be the Havamina in the Gemara. So Masa Bachloik is Rashi and the Adrama, if we're talking about the father being a Balmum or the daughter. L'chayr, this is Mamash Tali in the Machloikis Rishonim that we've mentioned many times. What does Esaviyah Himichalalis mean? What's the point of the Sreifa? If you learn that the whole point of the Sreifa is because you Machal the father, so the main criteria that we should be looking at is the father a full-fledged Kayan? Rashi explains, Lashitasi is beautiful, at the point of Esaviyah Mishalos is to be Machal the father. So Rashi says, we don't care about her. The point of this Sreifa is that she's messing up her father. If her father's a full-fledged Kayin, we understand it, but if the father's a Balmum and he can't do Avodah, maybe she's not being Machal him so much. She's anyway on a level of Mechol Legabe Avodah, so maybe you want to get Sreifa. However, the Adrama and the Beit HaChananel seemingly held, they hold like the Targum, that Esaviyah Mechalos means the Kedusha you're getting from the father, you Machal in yourself. So why should we care about the father? The reason she's getting Sreifa is because she's Mechal herself. So then the only way that we would have a Havamina that she shouldn't get Sreifa would be if she's a Balmum. Why would you care if her father's a Balmum? Her father has nothing to do with the Parsha. The Kedusha you're getting from your father is not different if he's a Balmum or he's not a Balmum. The only thing different is his Kedusha. But her Kedusha would be perfect Kedusha. On that we say that if she's a Balmum, maybe she doesn't have a full Kedusha, maybe she's not totally being Mechal herself, and therefore she shouldn't get Sreifa. That's why I need a Ribuy, that she gets Sreifa in this case also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.